This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Dinyan Aftila. So he learned, in other words, he's speaking over here about the basic avodos, hayom, the avodos that are tmidios, and so on, and what effect they have. So he did Krishma, and he did Berchas Krishma. Inyan atfilahu. Kehine min astorim, she sidra chochmal yoinahu, she liyois hanivroi mikabim shefim en yisbarach. The inyan of tefillah is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted nivroim to get shefa. Tzorich she yisoyru heim eilov, v'yiskar v'loi, v'yivak shefonov. V'kefi yisoyrusam loi, So the Ramchal is explaining here what the Inyan of Tefillah is. But the obvious question always is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we need. I'm not being mechadish anything at HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I tell him, you know, I need refuah, parnasa, brocha, whatever it is. So why do I need to tell it to him? If anything, he's the one who caused the issue that he needs. So what am I accomplishing by saying, you know, I really would like it if I had more parnasa. I mean, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. I mean, he wrote up how much parnasa you're going to have. So he says like this. Let's use a mashal from Tanakh. It says by the woman who came to Elisha that she's very poor and they're going to take away her children and so on. And he asked her if she has anything, if she has any oil. She says, does she have anything? She said she has a small bottle of oil. So he told her to get a lot of kalim, and they'll fill up the kalim, and she'll keep pouring the oil, and they will keep, you know, moving the kalim and getting more and more oil. And when the kalim finished, that's it. So there's no more oil. So it says something very interesting. It says the oil is endless. You know, she kept pouring oil. But he told her, as many kalim as you'll have, that's how much oil is going to pour out. Meaning, as much as there is a mekabel, that's how much hashpah there is. Let's give another example. A woman can nurse for many years, until the child stops nursing. When the child stops nursing, then it dries up. It responds to the demand. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that we should be nene from his shefa. That it's so. The point is not how much money we have, how much health we have, how much das we have. It's how ready are we to be yonig, das, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ideally wants us to feel that we're being yonig from him. He wants us to feel that the das or the bracha and parnasa, whatever it is all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's ideally what he wants. So if I'm not asking, I'm not turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask for it. So I definitely want to have money. You want money. You don't want hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not looking for bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that's what you have. That's how much you are allotted as you. If I stole myself a vek as a kli kibul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be yonik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's my attitude, it's my understanding, it's my that's what I'm doing. Then a person can do it. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give. So in as Tefillah is there to make ourselves into a kli kibul for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in as much as we're a kli kibul, that's how much there'll be hashpah. V'hinei Adon Baruch Hu chafetz v'roitze she'tir b'tayis v'ruz chosneim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that. V'heichlam avodah zu dvar yom b'yomo shal yodeh yemoshem shef atzachem v'abrocha kifim ha'shem tzichim v'matzavim zeh v'zeh olam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. So if a person is mispalel And let's understand this point over here. A question that somebody can ask, sort of a little bit of a Lakanta question, is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you're going to have, that you're, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Gezer, that you're going to have a problem with your foot, right? We all believe that. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gezer. Okay. So now you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you disagree with his decision. You would like the foot to be okay. You don't want it to feel sore. So you're arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu what's good for you? Like, how do you understand that? In every tefillah is a disagreement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The matzav is, I'm not a big bar das, and I'm being mispalel for a lot more das. But obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a little bit das, so that's where he wants you to be at. The answer is no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have everything, but he wants you to be yonik everything. The denying of it is because he wants you to take it from him. That's what he wants you to do. And b'meila, if you're not doing that, then you're not going to get it. And a person is doing something positive, not only, so if a person is mispalel for refuah, for bracha, for das, geula, and so on, if a person does it, so two things happen. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a shefa, and a person gets schar that he started the process, that he is engaged in that process, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Briyat Hav Tov, but he wants the Tov to be nikkudes from him, and that's why the tefillah piece was necessary. Beis, ve'omnam oimek yoyse yesh binyan, ve'hu, ki hine ha'odin baruch hu nosan odom dea liyas minayeg atzim v'lomoy v'secho v'svuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us das to run our lives. Ve'hem is ha'masa olav liyas v'akeh ha'tzoch av kulom. And he gave a person the das to be able to control it for everybody. Two reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Adam to take care of all the people that are under his responsibilities, Balachayim and so on. Because Adam is Chashuv, and he wants to be machshav with it. Shenitin la seichel v'deazis lias minas hatzakaroi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's part of Chshivas of Adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us seichel that we can run our own lives. Vasheni lias la esik ba'olam v'likasha binyanav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be attached to this world because that would be part of our avodah. The fact that we need to be involved in Inyani Olam Hazeh means that we have now a vehicle how to mashpia. A person could sit in the ivory tower and lock the door, throw the key away, just, you know, every morning when Hashemayim food come down. He's betzim not a mashpia on the Bria. He's menutik from the Bria and has no shaykhis. If I have to be part and parcel of the Bria, then you know, I have to be involved. So on the one hand, it's a yerida, because I have to be involved in, if I make shoes, I have to be involved in shoes and people's feet and everything. But the fact that he's oisik with the world and makes the world higher becomes an ilui for him. Just like a person who learns with all sorts of talmidim, and even if they're far away in any sense. So the fact that I have to be oisik with being masber, a little kid alafes, or somebody out there, ikrei muna v'chulu. So at first glance, it's a yirida, but ultimately it's an aliyah because I'm turned into a shpia on somebody. Ulam kimoi shirida zu mitzarech zefin yonah b'olam hazeh, hinei mitzarecha tzorosh lo yitirba lo yoisi masher roi. So, really, we have a kind of balance over here in these two inyanim. A person has a chiyuv to be oisik in yanim of this world, to worry about refuah and parnasa and sefer shmai and so on. A person has to be involved with it. On the other hand, if he gets caught up with it and absorbed by it, then he's gone. Then he's called kula involved in the pleiad kula. There's no, you know, there's very little left of beyond that. So Vihine says, Heichan Abayis Baruch Shmoy Tikkun Lazeh. Vehu Ma Sheyakdim Onu Vizkar V'yamad Lefan Yisbarach U'mimeno Yishal Kol Tzorachov V'olav Yashach Yehovei. V'yazeh Reishis Kololi V'ikru Chol Yishtadlusoy Ad Shekashay Yimoshech Achaka V'shtadak Yishtadlus Shindak Yishtadlusi Lo Yikru Sheyistabach V'shtakuf V'chomris Kim Shoy Hikdim V'tol Akol Bo Yisbarach Let Yossi Yidu Rabba Ol Samach Adya Tikkun Zeh Kololi. So when a person davens, he associates HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of these things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now, it's like, imagine if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me to go to work at the office this morning. So I understand that there's a divine mission there. I understand it's something above. I don't get absorbed in the office, l'shem office. I dehear that there's something here greater, bigger than that. And that's so when I'm espoused for things, I'm be'etzim being makdim. It's like you make a brach on food. If I make a brach on food, one of the things that's happening is I'm giving it a ruchnis dimension, and that's why it works. Okay, well, hold on.